Hello, folks. Welcome to Dirt Civil.
What's happening?
That voice you hear is the Slam Man back from his dirty Euro trip.
Back again.
So happy to be back.
Slam, how was the trip?
It was very chaotic. It was like...
Shit.
I was not expecting that kind of trip during the COVID times, but...
What kind of trip was it?
So I met my friend in Kiev in Ukraine. He lives in Georgia. And then we spent 4 days there and then went to Georgia for 10 days. And then I found out that Georgia's in a red list country while I was there.
Oh, shit.
Slaughter breaking rules up in here?
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Fucking biohazard.
God, fuck the system.
Yeah. And then, yeah, had to go back to Kiev for a couple of days to make sure I'm not in the COVID prison hotel.
Oh, yeah, you weren't getting the COVID prison?
No. And I was very scared because...
Is that where chicken kebabs are made? Sorry.
I was literally thinking the exact same thing.
It is where they're made.
So good that they named it...
Delicious, yeah.
What came first, the city or the...
I hope it's the chicken kebab.
the chicken. Delicious chicken. What even is it?
Chicken and then you stick a knife in it and garlic bursts out?
Yeah, bursts out. That.
So is that a garlic chicken?
Yeah.
So is that like a different breed of chicken?
It's a chicken that ate a lot of garlic.
Oh yeah, they've been fucking around with that chicken. Did they get do like that?
Yeah,
they only pitted garlic. Yeah.
Anyway, I just had to ask that question, but go ahead, you're in Kiev.
Yeah, we're just partying there, meeting a lot of new friends, and yeah, just been... It's an amazing place and a total gem because there's not many like British tourists or anyone there.
Yeah, so it's great.
Yeah, it's great. Coffee scene,
because British people
amazing.
Yeah, anywhere the least amount of British people up there.
We went to fucking the driving range today, and in the distance I could hear, oi, oi, and I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, they infiltrated here as well.
Oh, man.
Who has a meaner swing on the...
Oh, definitely Tim. Tim's swing is so mean.
We can't, to be fair, man, the first couple of balls you missed...
Yes.
And then you started connecting.
Then I went to the toilet and watched some YouTube tutorials.
Yes. you got that swing and then you were starting to connect. You started to hit a few balls.
I treat that like any other sort of like sport where I have no idea what I'm doing, which is just use all aggression and see what happens.
But it doesn't work in golf. It's all
that's
about technique,
very true.
Yeah. But you should see me at pool. Yeah. I got some fucking jammy shots in a game of pool.
Yeah.
Alex Higgins going to recreate some of the shots I've got.
No, Ray, rest in peace. He is dead. He is dead, isn't he?
Oh, why?
Aye, Alex Higgins.
He's up there.
Wait, was it in Greenwich?
It up. Huh?
In Greenwich. Did
you yes. Go?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Yeah, you get to look at the O2 and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice vibe. Like, I'm a golf guy. You're not a golf guy, but
no.
To be fair.
I do have a hoodie that says golf on it, but it's Tide of the Critter.
Yes, different golf. But we didn't do the interactive experience.
No.
So we played golf, and you're not into golf. So you were like, after three balls, does this get any better?
Yeah, because it is kind of like, it is like bowling in that regard, where you're like, you throw the ball down the lane, you knock a few pins down. You're like, oh, I knocked a few down. And then you go, and maybe you knock more down.
Yeah, and then it's like,
and you're like, well, yeah, we've got more pins in. And then it just keeps going and going and going until eventually one of you knocks down the most pins, and you're like, is this all there is? And not just to bowl, but to life.
Yeah.
Is this all there is?
Yes. Yeah.
So I just go because I was interested where golf is from. Okay.
Kiev. I know Scotland. It's from Scotland.
Scotland. Yes. Apparently it originated in China, but then all the modern rules and aspects of the game weren't made in Scotland.
Yeah, because I think it was created in St. Andrews because they call that the home of golf.
So China.
But I think they stole it from China.
So China like fucking put the golf ball on the tee and all out there and like had the golf club ready to go in Scotland. I was like, I'll have that.
No, they were like, this is golf, but then Scotland just changed the rules and they were like, it's our game now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But there's no Chinese golfers.
Oh, what?
Really?
Yeah.
I could be wrong there. I don't really follow the term. Yeah.
Are there many Scottish golfers? I don't...
There is Scottish golfers. There's one, maybe. I don't even know. Is there any Scottish golfers? Here, there's a lot of Northern Irish golfers.
There is a lot of Northern Irish golfers.
Oh, yeah. It's actually probably one of the only things we're good at.
Yeah, because there's fuck all else to do.
No.
Never go on a field and hook a ball as hard as you can.
Every town you go into, home of this golf star. Home of this golf star. We can't do anything else, but we can hit a mean golf ball.
Oh, why?
But can we agree that driving range is the best part of golf?
Yeah, because it's just pure aggression. Yeah.
I'm happy to agree with that.
And I had a lot of fucking aggression to take out today, too. I'm fuming today, man.
What? Why are you fuming?
You know why I'm fuming.
Do you? Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Slanner. Slanner, you're not ready.
Oh, mate. This is...
It's been... Man, today has been jam-packed.
Today's been action-packed.
With great things and not so great things.
See, this is what can be achieved whenever, you know, I'm not in the cafe. You know what I mean?
Yes, man. We experienced a lot today.
When I'm not dishing out almond croissants, I love my life. Mm. You know, that's just one of two ways about it.
Man, that's a straight up fact.
Facts,
right there.
All facts, machine.
Almond croissants, yeah. Forgot about that. Yes.
Slammer's just like, oh, I forgot they were a thing.
The slam man's getting his memory back.
Yeah, yeah, I am, slowly. Yeah.
Kiev obviously doesn't have almond croissants.
No.
Did you have chicken Kiev in Kiev?
I did.
When in Kiev?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, well, I was expecting a lot.
You don't have much to compare it to, I guess. Yeah.
Do you eat chicken Kievs at home?
No.
Or they're not really boat friendly, are they? I guess a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of garlic in the boat.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Man, didn't think about that. I was thinking more of the open space, but
I do have an oven.
M&S, do a bag in Kiev.
Yeah, they are good, but the beetroot soup, borscht, that's the real shit. That's where it's originally.
Sorry, with the beetroot soup at M&S or Kiev?
Kiev.
Oh, Kiev.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Yes. Fair. Although I'd say M&S do give a fair whack at a
beetroot soup.
Yeah, it's good.
We were in that Lebanese cafe that we were in today. There was beetroot.
Big flags?
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know. I was going to shout them out.
We eating.
We do eat. But what was it? It was beetroot. Was it a beetroot hummus?
Right?
Man, I thought I was going to forget what that was.
Yeah.
But a beetroot hummus? Yeah. You ever had that?
That's amazing, yeah. One thing with beetroot is, like, I scared myself as a kid. If you eat too much beetroot, you'll start pissing red.
Right?
What? And it fucking...
That's not true.
Yeah,
that's an STD.
It's true. No. That's what I was just, like, freaking out. I was like, I'm dying. This is definitely death. But no.
Yeah, and so Lana doesn't have an STD at 4.
He's like, well, if I pish blood, I'd probably lose 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Because I pish, like, the velocity of my pish is...
Slanner. I was like, Slanner. These mics, I'm surprised they don't pick up. Like, because they can't... McCann, like when he's our flats, like it's not small, but it's not big.
Nah,
you know what I mean. And my room's beside the toilet.
Yeah,
and like if I'm sleeping, I'm like, am I being waterboarded? Like, am I being tortured in my sleep? It's actually, like someone picks a basin of water up and pours it in the sink.
What was really funny was today it woke Mark up, our flatmate. Like, literally, it was his alarm clock.
And then all you hear is him going, "Oh, are you emptying a basin? There's something not right about you."
Wait, before I forget, while I was out in Georgia posting on my Insta story, one of the listeners of Dirt Civil has messaged me to making sure like that I was fine and not getting land sick.
Yep, they'll keep you in check.
And yeah. I loved it. I loved the fact that there were several people just reaching out.
You're
to
popping
me.
Off in fentanyl.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
You'll probably switch on the Christmas lights this year.
I would say he's probably up there.
Slanner's in top three. Switch on the fentanyl lights.
Man, he definitely is top three. And I can probably swing something for you there. So my dad was up the tree. So I could probably have a word. We could probably turn them all if we wanted to.
I had an argument with someone the other day at work because they didn't believe that Westlife at one point turned on the over Christmas lights.
Man.
And I was like, best believe it happened. I was there, bitch.
That would have been... I can't remember being there, but I wish I was. Because that would have been a roller coaster. Wrong band. Always get them mixed up, man.
We had the conversation before, who do you think had more cultural... Like, who had more of a grip on Saturday, Westlife or Take That?
That's right.
You think Take That?
Well, I know my mum was a big Take That fan.
Mm.
Sorry if you're not, Mum. I thought I recalled that information, but
so
I think
they have more grip on Sheila.
Yes.
But what about?
But then I just classify Sheila as that like age bracket.
Yes.
So like she just like Take That. And were they around the same time or were who was first? The chicken or the egg? Who has ever Take That?
The garlic or the chicken?
Yeah, that's a fact. Slander, can you fact check who was first? Westlife. Just type in who was first. Westlife.
I feel
take
like
that.
Take That might have been first. I feel like Take That might have been first, but then Westlife has such an impact, like in Ireland, like the grip they had. Croke Park, man.
Oh,
filled
yeah.
Filled out, singing Flying Out of Wings. People probably off their head at that thing.
Yeah.
Wait, I was born in the wrong year.
Take what? Sorry, I'm so uncultured.
Take That.
Take That. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a band. But no, Westlife were. They were, man. Yeah.
This man's been eating Kiev and just says I'm uncultured.
Yeah, I know. Beetroot soup.
Because he hasn't heard of Westlife.
What did you call beetroot soup? Bosch?
Borscht.
Oh, Borscht.
Oh, shit. I like
so,
that.
Take That is 8 years older than.
Oh, wow.
You were quick there, Slan. Were you doing fucking long division?
So, Take That is 8 years older? No, I'm not saying my mom's old, but that explains why. They were probably more her era, just.
Yeah.
That's mad. I thought they were around the same time.
Yeah, well, to be fair, they do feel like they were around the same time. Boys want to have like more.
But I guess all of Westlife are younger than Take That, so that kind of makes sense. Because Robbie Barlow's pushing on, like, and Shane Fylan's still doing the Dirkfest.
Honestly, I didn't know any of them bar Barlow.
Yeah, well, Robbie Williams,
sorry, the biggest star. He was the Justin Timberlake of Take That.
Ooh. Yeah, because they're them too, but Jason Orange and your man Howard. I don't even know what his name is.
Bud Simon, ever you're the your yeah. man out yeah. of the band.
But then Westlife had the same, because they had Brian McFadden and Shane Fylan.
Yes.
And then the other two fellas.
Your man.
And
when you the number one goal of a band is to not be the your man of the band.
That's a shame.
Like. That is. Your man of the band often ends up being the bass player, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
But to be fair, whenever we're at Blues Kitchen, which we love, shout out Blues Kitchen, their bass player gets a lot of love.
Yeah.
Because whenever she's like, and on bass, we got Jimmy Keys.
Yeah.
And he's like, because I think bass is one of the coolest instruments.
Yeah.
If you can just, you know, and it's such a nice, deep sound.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's soulful.
All about that bass.
Why is there the stereotype of like bass players not getting any ladies?
Bass players don't get any ladies?
No, but isn't that like a stereotype that people say?
Bass players don't get ladies?
Out of all the... Like, okay, in the band, who gets the least amount of ladies?
That must be a rumor in the boat community. I've never heard that.
I'm feeling like a bass player right now. I haven't banged in about 3 years. Fuck's sake. Pandemic turned me into a real bass player.
I don't know. I guess the lead singer's triangle. Always like top dog. What triangle's in a bass? What triangle is playing
along? Man, Slipknot as a triangle guy.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
That was a lie. If they did... One of us could do it.
He's opening the pit.
He's opening the pit. Who else? The guitarist is always front and center.
Yes.
Along with the lead singer.
Always usually very sexy too. You got to have sex playing guitar.
Yeah. You know a lot of guitarists are like known in their own right.
You can't have a mantra as a singer.
No.
Front man,
no,
like he's, no, no, you no. know, he's the voice of the band.
Do you know?
His spine.
That's a fact. Do you know who is probably, like, do you know the guy that plays the drum that's not a real drum? Just a little rubber pad? he's well back in the pecking order, like.
Yeah.
100%.
But then you can have a band too where it's just your all singers. Like, nobody in S Club 7 played an instrument.
Did they not?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know if they did. No, they didn't. They didn't. No. They just had
funky beats.
They maybe did have a too many to just have beats.
Yeah.
Don't have seven.
Yeah, how are there seven of you and none of you can do a fucking thing?
That's true though.
Like, seven useless hoers.
Like you had an interest in rhythm and stuff. You thought you'd have learned something growing up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just the way they wanted to go.
Group of fucking spacers. That's what this S stood for.
Yeah.
Spacer clubs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm looking at Westlife pictures and they seem to be wearing like a lot of t-shirts without sleeves. Was that a big thing in the 2000s?
Oh, that was probably an early 2000s thing. Yeah.
The old sleeveless t-shirt.
And the sleeveless. That came along and then it was the three button out of Top Man, which we've talked about a lot.
Yeah, that was 2006 in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's straight up.
That was a big thing.
Oh man, them 3 for 12 out of Top Man. I remember the first day that I could wear extra small because they didn't do any sizes smaller. That was a big day.
Yeah,
that was a big day because I didn't feel like I could ever wear them t-shirts. And when I finally was able to shop in Top Man, I was like, "Mom, I'm moving out of the house. I literally don't need to be here anymore."
Oh, right. Why I was fuming today.
Yes, I was going to go back to that.
Why I was fuming today, Slanner, is because... So, Tim comes in today, right? Into the flat. And
Which I do a lot.
Yeah, it actually is very sitcom-y, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
You come in and you're like, you want to go to a comedy show?
To the comedian.
And then the audience laughs. And then... the sitcom audience that lives in my head laughs. And then I was like, I'm always down to go see a comedy show, eh? And you're like, tomorrow... Top Secret has a special celebrity guest, right? I was like, oh fuck, guy. Well, they always have that. Like, they always have like special celebrity.
They do
guests.
Always do that as well. Yeah. And their email, like, we've seen it when it's been a celebrity guest and it's been underwhelming.
Yes.
So I didn't think much of it, but I seen it and something called to me.
Yes.
I was like, I'm free tomorrow night. It probably was the fact that I was free. Also,
there's something in the universe because then you said that to me and I was like, hang on a second. I'm going to see Dave Chappelle on Saturday.
Oh.
He might be in London right now, and maybe he's doing Top Secret tomorrow night. And then I was like, nah, that's mental.
Nah.
That's crazy. And then we stood and looked at it, on the phone. Like, literally, we could have got tickets there and then.
I think we could have. We didn't go through that stage.
Yes.
So that's what I was saying to you. Like, we didn't go past that stage. So maybe, you know, they were already sold out, but we weren't sure.
But it said sold out.
It did after, after you went. Yeah,
so the landing page did change, but there was a stage where we could have selected like two adult tickets. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
And then I said to you, how bad would you feel if you didn't go or you didn't buy tickets and it was Chappelle?
And then literally as soon as you said that, I got a text from someone who's very in the know. And
ITK?
They were like, I'm 90% sure Dave Chappelle is doing Top Secret tomorrow. And I was like, Tim, I immediately panicked. I was like, Tim, quick, get the tickets. Get the fucking tickets quick.
I ran to my room where my phone was.
I said, get the tickets. And went to the ticket page, sold out.
Oh, no.
And Slanner, I don't get too worked up over stuff, right? But see, then I was making eggs and a bagel.
Man, you were shook.
And
you were shook.
The fucking bagel bun burnt because of this.
Yeah.
The egg was too runny. Everything was fucking up. It just like, it all comes in threes.
Then you ate the bagel, you bit in, and you lost all the yolk out of the bottom. I was like, this is just you're not having a good 10 minutes right now.
It burst like a fucking cave. And then I went down and I was like, right. I was like, fucking hell, right. Looked at the landing page, it said sold out, and I just couldn't do anything else except for grab a pillow and scream into it.
Oh,
you ever done that before?
Yeah. Every night. Slatter
does that a lot. He does that a lot. Because in the boat, he can't be screaming out loud.
Screaming at a pillow in the boat. I actually haven't done that, I think, since I was a child.
I've actually never done it.
Oh, man. It feels great.
Man, you done it and you were shaking with rage. Like,
oh, man. I was like, I was pink and I'm always pink, but I was even a different shade of it then. Like,
man,
I was fucking...
You were fuming and it took you a while. I was like, I don't know if this man's going to be able to do anything the rest of the
day. No.
And then you took it out in golf. You took it out in golf.
And then my boss called me and was like, oh, here, no work tomorrow because the washing machine's broke. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. What
this
else?
This day, man.
This what
day.
Else? Yeah, but I'm gonna try and, you know.
He'll get in.
I'm going to try and get myself.
And also, it's not 100% certain.
There's a 10% chance that it's not him.
It could be one of your other friends.
What I would say is God love whoever it is, if it isn't him. Because everyone in the audience is going to think that it's him.
Yeah, because it will start to kind of get out now that it is him. Yeah. And also, he's performing in London this weekend.
Yeah.
So people are probably going with the expectation that it is going to be him.
Exactly.
That's probably why it's sold out.
Yeah.
It is why it's sold out, obviously. But and also, the prices were higher than usual.
Yes.
So...
Not ridiculously high.
No.
But like still higher than usual.
Yeah. Well, 15 times more than it...
Yeah,
usually it's
so. It's like, usually a part.
Yes, usually a quid. So I was like, this is a big guy, and we were talking about who it might be. But here, let's not talk about it until it happens, and then we'll see. Hopefully, it's not. Well, hopefully, it is him. I feel like you will get in because you're performing tomorrow, and then you're going to head over.
Yeah, I'm performing tomorrow, and then I'm opening the show tomorrow at Vittorio Angeloni's Gladstone gig, and then straight after that, I'm hopping on the tube. And
any tickets left for that?
I think there's like 5 left, something like that. Man, we're in the boom right now.
Anyone in London? Jump on them.
There is a current boom right now.
A boom?
A comedy boom.
Oh, a comedy boom?
Oh, nice.
We're in the 80s, brother. I'm going to start doing cocaine.
Well, don't take it that far, but I actually might start watching Seinfeld on Netflix. It did pop up.
Seinfeld's so... Have you ever watched Seinfeld?
No, never, like, properly. Fantastic. Like, I've seen bits here and here.
What, I can't pin you down as, like, a show guy. Like, what kind of TV shows do you watch? What are you into?
I don't know. Wait, that's a big question.
That is a big question. We threw a lot of big questions, Slanner. The last time I think I asked him a motivational quote for the listeners. I felt bad for a week after. I was like, that was a lot of pressure for the guy. First podcast.
Just like a TV show.
What do you watch? Do you have a TV in the boat? You have a TV in the boat.
No, just my...
Phone?
Well, I got my laptop, but yeah. I don't watch too much because I got to preserve the battery.
Okay. So you use the battery
No, I'm joking. Like, I can't use it, but like, I'm actually going to get a projector soon.
You were saying you're going to get
it
all projected up. That'll be pretty sick.
What? Like, as soon as you asked me that question, I forgot all the shows ever.
Man, I hate that part of my brain that just deletes things.
Yeah.
All the time. But then there's areas of my brain that save stuff that I've...
Yeah, that I don't want
them. L1, L2, R1, R2, up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right. That is the jetpack cheat for San Andreas.
Yeah. Yeah, and why is that? Like, I remember all the, like,
so dumb.
All the Eminem songs from, like, I was 12. Like, why do we remember
it's a poor
things?
Memory.
It's so bad. Like, that pushing Hilly on a swing, she keeps singing, she don't want me to sing, making mommy cry. Why is mommy crying? Why do I remember that?
Daddy, you're lying.
No, you're leaving no more. I don't know. That's weird. There's definitely something I could store in that place that's more beneficial.
Yeah, it annoys me. Like, did I talk about hip hop karaoke yet in this podcast? I can't remember if I did.
I don't think you did.
No.
Oh my god. So I was. This is what I love about London is like you can just be dandering around and something will happen. There will be an event that you have walked into. There was hip hop karaoke occurring, right? And I just remember I was there. And it was the first time I'd seen like a massive crowd like that and a stage and performers and stuff like that. And I was like, fuck me, like this is amazing, you know, like we get this again. Like we get to do this again. This is amazing. Like people here are just so carefree and they're living their life and everyone's having a good time. There's music. And then I turned to someone and I was like, what is this? And they're like, oh, it's hip hop karaoke. And I was like, log us back up. We've learned fuck all. Yeah. This is a disgrace. Just when you thought karaoke couldn't get any whiter.
Yeah.
Hip hop karaoke.
Yeah.
And they were bringing on their headline act, right?
Oh, they had like
you had to book
in. How did you get that?
So you had to book in. I can only imagine sober,
right?
And be like, I am willfully gonna take part in this. Like, imagine pre-booking karaoke.
But how do you become the headliner? Just the most confident. Well, just be like, I'm ready to headline this gig.
They knew who this guy was because they goes, this guy's a regular hip hop karaoke, which
a regular lunatic.
What an existence to lead.
That's mad.
And they go, it's a Mark from wherever. Guy gets on. Whitest guy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Pure spangled. Like out of his nut.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, holy fuck, what song is he going to choose? He chose Juicy by Notorious B.I.G.
Right, okay.
And I was like,
I know where that's going.
He's going to say it.
Yeah.
He's too drunk to forget his flow, but he's going to say it.
Yes.
He's going to end up saying it in front of all these people.
Yeah.
And it's going to be.
Did you start videoing it?
World star. I was like, fucking. I was like, what is going to happen here? And I. The guy's full steaming and goes, and if you don't know, now you know. And then put his finger to his lip and went,
shh. Here, to be fair, best thing to do. Because what else was he going to do?
Like he was a footballer that scored a goal that he shouldn't have got away with.
Yeah.
Sorry, is that what that means?
Yeah, that makes no noise, so that people not know what I'm doing, but I'm just putting my
He's putting his finger to his lips and pointing at a
crowd.
No,
I think that means like, do you know what I get in a football sense? If that footballer's been like abused in the media or the manager's had a bit of a falling out with him and he scores, he's just telling
him, that's nice.
I'm still here.
That's nice.
You know what I mean? Or if he's having a bit of like contract issues or the team want to get rid of him and he scores, yeah. I'm here.
That'd be a good thing to pull out, like if you're arguing with your girlfriend and you end up getting proven right.
And just be like,
I'm still here.
Nah, man, you'd be killed.
Just the matter of hours, Wayne's in bed. I'm still fucking here.
Babe. Here, man, speaking of girlfriends, we might have a girlfriend soon.
True. Oh. Yeah, but the Slanner.
No, I haven't.
You're single, right?
Yeah. But
what are you doing 21st of October?
Nothing as of yet.
Well, we're going dogging. So
no, we're going to Seskenor Forest and we're going dogging.
We're going speed dating.
Oh, wow.
You ever been speed dating?
No, never.
You want to pop your speed dating, Sherry?
Yeah.
With the boys?
That's quite funny.
Slanner. Oh,
I love that.
The Dirt Civil boys out speed dating.
The Holy Trinity out speed dating.
I actually don't know if we should bring Slanner because he's got the boat line.
Yeah.
And none of us have the boat line. Man, you just go in and be like, I live in a boat.
Yeah.
And then every girl will want to see your boat. You're about to put up a cinema room. Like, it's about to be lit.
Yeah. But there's always this awkward stage where, like, you bring the girls on the canal and they're always dark. And it's like, I'm pretty sure they always have that, like, thought. It's like, ooh, this might be the end. Before you get to the boat, there's this, like, little gap.
Nah, you're too innocent looking.
No, yeah, Slanner. Yeah, Slanner. That's not what I think.
I would walk into a dark room with you with confidence.
Yeah, so would I. A lot more confidence in, like, walking in with other people to have bright room.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Like, no, I'd 100% go to your boat.
So I'd make a good sealer killer. No one suspects me.
To be fair, that is how Ted Bundy got it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't take it up as a hobby, but you would be good at it. You would be good at it, to be fair. That's an absolute fact.
But then we would all be like, we would in speed dating both be talking about how we have a podcast, and then the girl might be like, oh, I talked to a guy before I had a podcast.
Yeah.
And then we go, well, that's actually, that's our podcast. We're co-hosts.
And then what do we say?
You've been part of a social experiment.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, because we want to review it on the podcast.
But are you looking for love, Tim? That's the thing.
No.
What if you do find her though? What if she's at this?
I don't know if the love of my life, like the person that I want to have children with, is at a speed dating event in Shoreditch.
That's deep.
I don't. It is.
How does it work? What's the setup?
We don't know. Oh no, I think McCann, you take it away there. I think you've done the reading up on it.
Yeah, I've done some research.
So we don't go into anything without research, and Slam is important.
Well, except for Ben's Fish and Chips, which was a fucking banger.
We'll get to that, Slander. Don't let us forget. Write that down.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. There's 27 girls, 27 guys. If everything goes correctly, if they have like a few short signups, whatever, then you know.
There'll not be 27 girls. Like.
Yeah. And basically, you get 4 minutes with each individual. And then you move on to the next, which I feel like 4 minutes is a perfect sweet spot where it's like, if the date's going well, that's enough time to kind of, you know, engage with the person and figure out who they are a little bit. And if it's not going well, it's only 4 minutes. You know what I mean? Bite your tongue, fucking play on.
If it isn't going well, though, 4 minutes will seem like a long time.
Yeah, it'll seem like a long time.
That's long. But anyway, we'll see, right? Yeah. What else is there?
No, that's it.
Oh, no, there is. Because you don't find out if someone likes you until the next day.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so they can't break your heart in front of you. Right.
Well, unless you get chatting to someone, then like you go for drinks after or something, I assume. Because then you obviously know, unless they're leading you on, then you find out they didn't actually like
Let's do a trial right now.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So, I wait, who's who? Right.
A speed dater number one and speed dater number two.
Right, okay. No, but are we both men?
I mean, it is, you know.
No, wait, outright, okay. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey there. No, wait, what? I wouldn't say hey there. No, I said, hi, how's it going?
I mean, I'm soaking like butt.
Sorry. Hi, how's it going?
Hey, this is kind of weird, isn't it?
Man, girl. this is pretty odd.
Yeah.
Have you do much like this?
Much like this? No.
Damn. Would you say you're,
I like horses.
A wrist.
Oh.
I actually used to ride horses.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So would you call your ex?
No, I actually used to have horses when I was younger.
Oh shit, where are they?
They're
dead?
All dead. No, they're not all dead. Some, like, there's one of them still alive.
Nice.
He roams the fields at home.
Is that important to you?
This is actually a fact. Like, I'm not making this up.
Is that important to you?
Horses?
Yeah, and their freedom?
Yes.
So would you say you're an animals guy?
Oh, yeah, I'm an animals guy.
Do you feel like they're more important than humans?
No.
Oh, well, I know.
Is that not right?
I actually do.
You like think they're more important than humans?
Yeah, especially ones in our aquariums.
Wait, sorry, our aquariums? Is that aquariums owned by R. Kelly?
No, it's not your aquarium, it's my aquarium.
R. Kelly's aquarium? Our aquarium? That was actually pretty good.
Now, you said I don't do this, but dump a couple of manatees in the motherfucker.
Yeah, man, I like aquariums.
Yeah.
So, do you want to...
Do you like R. Kelly?
No, I don't.
I mean, musically.
Oh, yeah, musically he's a genius.
But as a person?
His pastimes and his hobbies.
Yeah, his pastime?
Yeah, that's a nice way to describe pedophilia. Yeah, no, not for me. But his music, his music's good.
Is this still on the speed date? Because I feel like now we're connecting.
Yeah. I know, how many minutes was that, Slanner, roughly? Ooh, I say that as if you had a clock on that.
Two and a half.
We could chat for another minute and a half.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, though,
we do a podcast together, it's an hour long, so like we could chat for another minute and a half.
A power move might be if you were like, say you were like a minute in, and you're like, hey, you want to get out of here?
Man, you'll do that and it'll go so wrong. And she'll be like, no.
No, but you're like, hey, you want to shake these fucking losers?
And then I'm just sitting there, I see you leave. Like, what do? I just stay.
What if you did actually want to leave, though? Would they be like, no, there's 24 more people for you to meet?
What if you're like,
mate, I found the one.
If you find the one first woman, that's mad.
Mate, we're going for kebabs. Let me leave.
And what if she doesn't want to talk to anyone else and you don't want to talk to anyone else? But then, man, you're an experienced junkie. So you're in it for the long haul.
That's true.
And
also, hey, you want to go fucking bungee jumping right now?
Also, you ain't paying £25 a ticket and not going through all 27
fucking
women.
Right.
Because I know you will go through every
Absolutely.
Single woman.
Here.
And you'll be on the speed date, am I right?
Man, I have a budget app that I have to put this into. You know what I mean?
You do?
I'm an adult now, Slanner. I downloaded a budgeting app. You know, because the first few months I've been out here, living reckless.
I know.
There's no denying it. And finally downloaded a budgeting app. And it allows me to, you know.
The budget nap also doesn't, like, you know, that doesn't make you, you have no, to actually use it.
No, because now that it's on a screen, I get to see.
Feedback.
You
know.
Yeah.
I don't open my Danske Bank app because I don't like looking at how reckless I am. Mm-hmm. Every time I do it, makes me want to be sick.
Yes.
This will give me notifications to be like, eh, take it easy.
Yeah.
Take it easy on the cheesecake, big man.
That'd be hilarious. You could make a budget app that has like soundboards to each like mood when you open it, and you're like, man, you better go easy tonight. or if you're like, or if you're doing well and you've saved a lot of money to the weekend, it's like party party.
Hey, you really need 12 Jager bombs, big man.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Get four.
That'd be great, man.
Pizza again? Come on,
man. We
what are you, Lummox?
We make up some great ideas in this podcast.
And they'll all be stole.
Yeah, if any listeners do want to steal them, just give us a shout and let us know that you're doing it.
Put a coin bar out, to be honest. Like, you know.
Commission.
If it's going well, a bit of ding wouldn't go amiss.
We could actually voice it.
100%.
But how would you voice it?
We'd have to do the Italian mobster accent.
Oh, would you, or would you just do...
That's the niche in the budget nap is it's an Italian mobster that dictates... How financially, you know, secure you're being right now.
Oh, it could be that if you don't pay off your, like, if you are being too reckless, the mafia actually get you. Like, it could be linked to the real mafia.
Yeah, maybe it can also give you, like, some leads on the jobs as well. Just some random jobs.
See that? Grinder. Oh.
No, different app.
Yeah, different app. That's not a budget app?
No.
What the fuck? I thought we were here to talk about my finances.
Yeah. Why am I seeing Steve 27 from down the road? What's going on here? I'm not here to see him.
You never let a Steve from down the road in your house. That's your mistake.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
And you don't go buy pancakes and wings off him either. But we do, apparently. But no, do you think the speed dating, will there be any male on male, or will it all be male female?
I don't know. I feel like they have to have gay speed dating as well. Separate it, you know. Yeah. And there is Christian speed dating.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I could, maybe we could go. You wouldn't be going undercover, but I would.
You wouldn't. I don't think you'd get in.
You know, she'd be like, what's your favorite Bible verse? I'd be like, I like the classics, John 3:16.
Yes, man, that's good. No, you just say Jesus wept.
Jesus wept.
It's the shortest verse in the Bible. Easiest one to remember.
Oh, bars.
But man, yeah, it's a fact. No, but it would be interesting for you to go to what do you call it, Christian speed dating.
My mom. She saved me.
Is it like all Christians?
That's a fact. That could be true. Because my mom sent me a Christian concert, a band called Ren Collective, very good band. Mm-hmm. And she was like, sure, take Aaron with you. I was like, I will try.
Yeah.
But because you're an experienced junkie, it would be an experience.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if I just like, you know, getting saved is a big thing to ask for in life.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Big thing.
That's so thick she has me praying.
There's work to do, definitely, but like she could. She's a good woman.
Teddy's so good, she's got me at mass.
Oh man.
No, it's all the personality.
Yes,
which is true, to be honest.
Okay, it is, you know? And that's why speed dating's good, because you get to actually chat.
Like me, who don't get to fucking, you know, a veil of Tinder.
Yeah, that's true.
I get it. You know,
or Thursday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the weird... Have you heard of this yet, Slanner? We talked about this before, no?
What?
I don't think we did.
Thursday, have you been here? We've I'll be honest with you, Slanner, while you were away, we were going for other producers.
Yeah.
We were fucking around a little bit, you know? But none of them... This weren't...
Oh, it means a lot. Thank you so much. No. I was missing it. I was looking forward.
Slamman is the best producer in the game.
Oh, best producer in the game.
I love it. Love being involved.
Wait, what was I going to ask again?
Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we talked. I don't think we did talk about that. But here, my life's a podcast. I don't know.
So Stanley, there's a new dating app, right? So it's called Thursday, right? And you download it. Have you seen it
around
London?
Yes, I have seen it, yes.
He's on it.
Massive.
Yeah, I've tried it, but I always forget. Every Friday, I'm like, fuck, it's only on Thursdays. Yeah.
That is the annoying thing.
It's so intense.
I was ready for it this Thursday because you were like, oh, download it. And I was like, right, okay. And then you got to have notifications on.
You got to have your notifications on.
You got to have notifications on. But I couldn't find anyone.
The concept's mind-blowing. The concept is mind-blowing because you go on there and you're like, hey, and they're like, no time. TGA Fridays, let's go. Like, you don't get to suss anyone out. There's no such thing as that in this app. But I guess it's to combat the fact that people are like, you know, all these dating apps, but like, I don't really go on any dates. It's just all small talk that leads to nowhere.
Yeah.
This is where Thursday comes in.
It brings back old school dating.
We're putting you in the date.
Yeah. And if you like it, great. If you don't,
fuck it. Don't go do back it on it next Thursday. There's always next week. That should be their slogan.
Or if you go on the date early enough, on a Thursday, you can maybe fit two in.
100 plus Santa. Absolutely.
Yes.
Two dates in one day.
Well, you go for breakfast.
That's a yeah. Here we go. Pancakes in the morning.
Yes. Right. Then pancakes we had this morning. Slap.
With Donna.
Yeah.
And then take a break. You know, go home. Fucking have a shower.
Work.
And then in the evening, take a, you know, fucking...
Charisse.
Yeah. Absolutely. To...
Wagamamas. And then...
Wagwan Mama.
Yes. And then take Tracy. Oh, you said Wagwan Mamas. Oh, that is nice. And imagine they just served Wagwan as their beverage. Yeah, that Wagwan cheese, which we did talk about last week.
We
right?
did talk about that last week. All right.
Because I forget.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Fucking hell. apparently, there is a very severe, I have had intel from the astrology world, there is a very severe Mercury retrograde right now. And everyone is breaking up because of it.
Okay.
That's right, folks. Love of your life can be lost overnight because of the placement of the moon.
I had a couple of friends telling me that a lot of their exes has been trying to reach them as well during that same thing.
Oh, so it's
thing.
Reciprocal.
Yep. Mercury retrograde gets them horned to the teeth. Mm-hmm. The moon's in a very certain position. Gets everything flowing. Blood flowing to the reproductive organs. And then, you know, they travel.
Right, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, is it just now or is it like just every autumn?
It's occurring in this moment as we... As we speak,
wow.
But I don't know if it's every autumn or not.
So wherever the moon is now,
yeah,
it's time to go.
The moon, it's like we're all puppets, and the moon is playing the strings.
The cycles,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Put that on the wall,
yeah.
Put that on the wall. No,
you think you're in control. The speed dating, I tell you, the moon. We need to do some research into what way the moon's looking this night. We go speed dating because if it's in the right place, we're getting.
Well, imagine if the moon's cooked.
That's true.
When we go in, the place is absolutely lit, and not in a good way. I mean, bad lit. That would be bad.
Like on fire.
Yeah, the place is on fire.
That's a bad lot.
We're like Mercury retrograde.
I was gonna say, isn't it just a lot of people trying to prepare for the winter? Like they're just like psychologically like, oh, winter, we might die. We need to mate.
Yeah, bears tend to make like, you know, a thing for hibernation, whereas humans go speed dating to prepare for the cold long months of the winter.
Yes. No, I think Slana was talking about where the moon was.
Oh, right.
Were you? Or speed dating? Were you telling me speed dating?
Either. I don't know.
Both.
Ah, fuck, the winter's coming. I need to throw one on a stranger quick and get a mortgage.
Here, man. It's an option. It's an option.
It's an irresponsible option, but it's an option nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, we got to explore everything.
That's true.
And I found that out last weekend because you know what I explored?
Dudes.
No. Well, you don't have to explore everything. You have to explore within reason. Boundaries, obviously.
Personal boundaries.
Personal boundaries, yes. So it's different for everyone. I wouldn't explore dudes, but you can. It's fine. But where I did explore this weekend was Walsall.
It's nice.
Right? Yeah. Slana, have you ever heard of Walsall?
No, wait, what?
It's a place.
Sorry to one up your Kiev escapades here. Yeah. But Big Tim was in Walsall.
Well, actually, to be fair.
Oh, like Poland, Warsaw.
No.
Oh.
No.
Way Walsall, more exotic.
WALSALL. Look it up there. Have
population size, what are you guessing?
I'm saying like 20K.
20, right, okay. More than Oma?
Yeah, Walsall. It's not small.
Oh, right.
Right? What are we talking pop size of Walsall?
Yeah, population of Walsall, Slanner.
67,594.
Walsall's about to...
Is it Walsall or Cairo?
Someone went and gentrified Walsall. It's about to come back. But it's not about to come back because Walsall is dead.
Yes.
And the reason I went to Walsall, also, you had Kiev's in Kiev. The queen gets her handbags made in Walsall. So, whatever. But
that's a big flex.
That is a big flex. That's what my mom said. She texted me and was like, oh, you're going to Walsall? The queen gets her handbags made there. I was like, mom, how do you know that fact?
Your mom knew that off top?
Yeah,
she knew it off Walsall?
Knew it off. Yeah. Oh, maybe she was sly.
Oh my God.
Maybe I thought she knew all that, but maybe she Googled it. I was like, how do you know that?
Yeah, because if your son was like, oh, I'm going to Walsall, you would have like, a Google.
Where's Walsall? But maybe she heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's interesting whenever like towns or cities have like a really shitty thing that makes them famous and they just preach that to the fucking...
Yeah, but no, but Walsall have to preach about something because honestly, the place is dead. Yeah. The reason I went there, guys, to fill you in, if you weren't following my Instagram story, we done this thing, Soccer Roulette. So what we done, Slanner, was we went and we watched Sky Sports Soccer Saturday, and we seen all the scores coming in. So League One, League Two, Championship. It was an international break, so there was a lot of games not on, which was a bad weekend to do it, but anyway, we move. And we were seeing who scored first, and whoever, whatever team scored first, we had to go to that town.
Oh.
For a night out.
That sounds sick.
Yeah, it was so good. We were in Doncaster originally. Well, it would have been good if we got a good place to go, but... Yeah,
second to Walsall.
Yes. we were hoping for maybe a Sheffield.
Yeah.
Or... Where else was on there?
Oh, sure. Okay.
I think that was the coffee coming back on. There was a Sheffield on there. There was a Leighton Orient, which is just down up the south of London.
Yeah.
So I was thinking more handy for me to get home, to be honest. There was a Plymouth, which was a 7-hour drive. So we didn't want Plymouth.
Yes, yeah, a rough one.
Doncaster was there, which is where we already were. Would have been decent. Walsall came up. Uh-huh. Walsall came up. Now, all the boys looked at each other. We were like, do you know anything about Walsall? If I just said, you Walsall, would you have known?
No, I literally never heard of the best
people. Well, you don't need to know anything more because it's awful. We stayed in a hotel and the bed sheets were like brown, but they weren't supposed to be brown.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was rough. It was rough. But we had a good time. I was with mates that I hadn't seen in a while. It doesn't matter where you are, does it?
No, it's all about the company.
All about
the real Walsall is the friends made along the way. But they were your friends that you already had.
Yeah, I didn't make any friends in Walsall.
Any old dudes called Terry?
Oh, like man, it was full. Do you know what the pub was called? Guess what the pub was
Terry's?
Called? No. What's like a... Terry's pub?
Off the Walsall?
No, right. Think of pub names. Think of old British towns. What are you calling the pub?
Ye old.
No. Right, the Red Lion. Right. I thought that was like a common pub name. But anyway, there was two Red Lions, which are too many for Walsall. Too many Red Lions. But no, we had a good time. We ended up going to Birmingham and left Walsall, so Birmingham was great. Birmingham was great and I got to meet up with mates, but it was just mad. If anyone wants to do that, it's great crack. I would definitely advise doing it. We should do it sometime.
I want to do that thing where you throw a dart at the map of the world.
Oh, that's a bit more expensive probably, yeah. You ain't throwing it at Walsall.
Nah, I got to do a few more shifts in the cafe before that.
But you know, you're saying it's more like expensive. It was actually cheaper for me to go to Ukraine for 15 quid than it was to Manchester for like 70.
Oh shit.
It's facts. Yeah. It's yeah.
We have been chatting about it recently about just flying away.
The boys need a trip away.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Oh, we don't need a trip away.
No. I put it in the budget map. It is non negotiable.
Yeah. Would you say that to your speed dinner?
Let's fly out somewhere.
Just be like, I'm planning the trip away, so if you want to fly.
I know I've just met you, but this is a non negotiable. We're going to Warsaw. What?
Man, if I met a girl and she was from Walsall, I'd be like, I'm alright.
Pack your bags. Pack your bags, babe. We're out of here.
Straight down the motorway. Walsall, baby. Pull up to the Bev, which is what the hotel was called.
Oh,
and
shit.
Actually, man, Judy Patootie at the till or reception.
Sorry, who? Was it a pantomime character?
No, that wasn't her name. I was just calling her Cutie Patootie. She was nice.
I thought you said Judy Cucuti. No.
Judy Kilcuddy from Shabbat.
Welcome to the Bev. I'm Judy Cucuti.
No, she was nice. The girl that checked us in wasn't, she was like kind of like out of my age bracket. She was like 70. But okay. The girl that checked us out, we all came out of that place. And we were like, boys.
You were checking her?
Yeah.
You
know we were like, boys.
Toxic.
That's the first fine looking specimen I've seen in Walsall. It was mad. It was mad. We actually done a little bit of a sad thing, but me and my friend group were pretty sad. Like we pulled
Frank
all.
Ocean?
What?
Like less than the Frank Ocean side? Or?
Yeah, we did actually put Frank Ocean on, but we. We ordered pizza and we brought our mattresses all into the one room. We had a pizza party.
Man, never ever again label that as sad.
No, man, I watched the video back and it was pretty sad. It looked pretty sad. Like, but it was great to know. It was a good time. Man. We eating pizza. Stuffed crust pepperoni pizza. That's great.
I never would have been a stuffed crust man, but see, like, and I never would have been an oven pizza guy, but the local Sainsbury's stuffed crust pizza, whatever they're putting on that, ooh. I don't know. It's probably going to come out to be terrible for you in a couple of years, but it's unreal.
Man. I was always an oven pizza guy.
I was never really an oven pizza guy. Same with oven chips. You ever have oven chips? Fucking disgusting.
Aye, but here.
You ever bite one of them and it's like way too spotty?
And it's like,
or it's too hard?
Yeah.
Hard spud.
I don't think that's cooked.
This hasn't been peeled.
No, I don't think it's cooked. Are you cooking them?
What, the...
The chop and chips.
The chop and chips, man?
Chop and chips.
Be fucking...
Chop and chips. Here, speaking of chips, Ben's.
Oh, mate.
Flanner.
Yeah, the fish and chips.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Yes. Remember him that good?
Man, just back from Kiev.
Swear to God, right?
we
usually, right, if me and him are going for lunch or dinner, we usually put in a bit of a shift with regards to research. You're talking like best, whatever, yes. London. Right?
Yes. Yeah. We are big into ratings right now, we already talked about the beret rating.
Which shouldn't be the case, because people can sabotage places or, you know, other companies sometimes pay to have a better rating. Listen.
Didn't say anything.
I'm not saying anything.
We're not conspiracy theorists here.
Listen. Open your third eye.
Yeah.
Sometimes they pay for queues. Yes. Whoa! What the fuck?
QAnon,
which is whenever they pay other places to have a queue at the restaurant, so it looks popular.
That's the real QAnon.
Wake up, sheep.
Yeah.
We went to a place, right? We were looking for fish and chips. I'd Googled best dinner fish and chips, London.
Wait, what was the dinner?
No, fish and chips was the dinner, and then I went too far in it. And then it was closed. But then ended up not being closed. So we were literally standing right in front of a place, dead fish and chips, right? They had a nice wee seating area outside.
Yeah.
I was like...
And it was just a nice temp.
That's
nice
dude here.
Outside.
No, the guy that was in charge of the place, the gaffer, right?
Yeah. Shout out to him, he's a great guy.
Half Italian, half American, half Belfast?
Yeah, he was.
Three
halves? He was a hybrid guy, for sure.
Yeah, because he was like, guys, you want to try fish and chips?
You come into my shop at £10, you can have to sit outside, and you can't have Pepsi.
I was like, can I have a Pepsi? Can I have Pepsi sitting right there? And he goes, no, Coke. And I was like, what the fuck's that for?
I know, he's like, display.
Yeah. In one Pepsi for the sake of aesthetic purposes.
He mustn't have had it in the fridge, but man.
I'd have took it lukewarm. I take a lukewarm Pepsi over a cola most days of the week.
Yeah,
I love a Pepsi.
I like Pepsi as well. It's not you more of a Coke,
I thought that was a controversial thing.
I'm full of hot takes. This podcast is full of hot takes.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Also, while we're at it, Solange Knowles, better than Beyonce.
Right. That was too far.
Anyhow. So we're in Ben's, right? And the guy seats us outside. Now, there was a bit of gaslighting going on there as well, because I went, mate, what's the calamari like? And he goes, fish and chips. And I was like, no, the calamari. And he goes, it's good. But the fish and chips are so fresh.
So fresh.
I was like, but how fresh are we? We're in central London now. Like, these didn't just come fresh out of the fucking water. Like,
Exactly. So, and how was the calamari not going to be fresh? Because it sounded like he didn't have it.
True, Bill.
So it was going to have to be really fresh.
Listen, the guy was a bit of a fucking spoofer. That was the Belfast thing, right? Bit of a fucking spoofer.
And also, the fish and chips was £10 for the fish and chips and a drink.
Yes.
And
nice.
It seemed like they knew... They did good fish. Like, they knew. They backed themselves.
Yeah.
Backed themselves. They tried to upsell their main product, which is fair dues. That's what he said.
He was also doing a bit of barking outside, which is hilarious to watch anyone try and, like, you know, charm someone into a restaurant. Yeah. women were walking down the restaurant by themselves thinking they were getting catcalled, and it was actually him being like, friend.
But I would never be out for a walk, like, just randomly just out for a walk with a coffee, and if a guy just goes, fish and chips, I would be like, you know what, why not? That's a big deal.
It's not an impulse bias.
I need to plan that. It's not, I'm not just nipping in for a whole plate.
You call me an experienced junkie, but I would never have an off the fly fish and chips.
I seen a girl walking, she had a full like feet of shopping in her hands, and he just goes, fish and chips, and she's like, why not? And I was like, she is so after experiences.
This stuff's going to date today, but fuck it,
I'm here, might as well. It was mad.
I mean, I've done that before, like, I'll like come with good intentions and buy food for the week, and then it's Wednesday and I haven't had a single thing about it every night.
Slanner, whenever you first moved here, full packet of chicken. I was like, McCann, can I eat this chicken? You were like, no, I'm probably going to eat that. A week later, it was still sitting there. Yeah. I was like, done. Peppers, moldy.
Yes.
I actually threw out ham and chicken slices from the fridge when you were at home there, and they were 3 weeks out of date.
Oh, God.
You can eat them in your hand.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it. But anyway, Ben's fish and chips.
Everyone's got their demons.
Yeah, man, that's very, very true. But we were... You asked for the calamari. I was like, no, fish and chips are nothing. And we sat outside and we didn't really know what to expect. But what we can say, best fish and chips.
It was exceptional.
It was exceptional.
But I said, Isaac, don't look us up on Google yet, because that's going to dictate what we think of it.
Yeah. You know, and it was cash only, which knocks it down a half a beret.
Yeah.
Because avoiding tax. But
do you know about the beret system, Slanner?
No, no, what is that?
So from now on, whenever you're having food of any kind, implement the beret system, which is just like, instead of stars, stars are so fucking...
Stars are, what are stars?
What is this, the Stone Ages? Yeah. we use the beret system now. So, you know, for example, Ben's fish and chips, I would say 8 berets out of 10.
I would have said 8.5 berets, but yeah. Then maybe that half...
I'm a bit harsher. I'm a harsh critic.
Yeah, you know? Are harsh.
Well, we'll say we have had... Listen, everyone's got their 10 beret. Right?
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough in my life to have one or two 10 berets. One of them being the Tokansu Ramen from Silver Lake Ramen, and one of them being the Cookie Dough Milkshake from Randy's Wings Bar.
Yeah.
Both are 10 berets.
Yeah.
Like, close your eyes and cry.
And we're very lucky because one of them 10 berets was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was in Randy's Wing Bar. We did speak about the wings. I think we did. Did we speak about this?
Yeah, about how we... Yeah, yeah.
Cookie dough milkshake, it was 10 berets. But in the standard, we want to...
Wait, where is this again?
Randy's Wing Bar.
Oh, okay.
Hackney Wick. You could boat up to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could literally boat right up to that.
Next stop.
Have you had any 10 beret, like, meals in your life? Or drinks or anything at all?
Ooh, the chicken Kiev. No, I don't know.
I would love that for you if you, you know, had a 10 beret Kiev. Like.
I don't think I have because I feel like I would know about it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
You'd be able to recall it off top?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I have had a full-on 10 beret yet.
Oh wow. I feel so bad.
Man.
Yeah, maybe I need to just experiment more with food. I don't know.
Man, let's get you out there.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a 10 beret out there somewhere.
There's like man, speed there's dating for food.
Well, that's what... Here.
Beret written.
Only settle in life for a 10 beret partner.
Oh, that's a fact.
You know what I mean? Everyone deserves a 10 beret partner.
You're not going to marry an 8.5 berets.
No, but some people do. And they get a kid with them.
No, this is an argument. That's a hot take right there.
Aye.
And I respect
I'm just
it.
Facts.
Man, it's a straight fact.
All facts, no paper.
But tell me this. You marry a girl, right? The church that I was brought up in, they wear berets.
Right.
Okay, they wear hats.
Okay.
If she's an 8.5, if she's a 9 beret to me, and she wears a beret, is she a 10 beret?
So what I would say...
Do physical berets, if someone is wearing a lot of berets, like say... Like,
it definitely has an influence.
Yeah, because I'm like...
100%. It's like you're
cheating the system right here, but and I respect it.
I feel like within love specifically,
yeah,
the beret system is that's where it really gets subjective because everyone has a different reaction to food.
Oh yeah, right? your 9 beret might be my 6 beret.
No, we got lucky to have a 10 beret shake each.
We both looked at each other and we went, you know what, McCann, that's 10 berets.
Yep,
and we will know if something's 10 berets. Yeah.
Now I would expect too with my partner
to know if
you tell me, mate, she's like,
mate, she's thinking. I was like, mate, I'll not tell you she's stinking, but I'll be like, if you like her, I like her. Like,
everyone should seek out a 10 beret.
But it just sounds like a synonym to stars, no? Like, what's the difference between a beret and a star?
No, but that's the thing. We're
Flanner, I think you need to read a little bit more. That was
the beret. I'm not fully.
The beret system, man. You're literally thinking too much about it. Berets are better than stars. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Sure. But what does it look like?
When was the last time you held a star in your hand?
Where I had a star where?
Have you ever had a star in your hand?
No.
Have you ever had a beret in your hand?
I actually, like, I found... I don't know what beret is. I've been trying to fucking Google it, and I can't fucking spell it.
Right, Slatter, this is where we're going wrong. Then once he sees a beret, he'll know.
Yeah. Once you see one, you know.
B-E-R-E-T. Is that right?
I actually don't know.
A beret?
Look up French hat.
All right. Wait, B-E-R...
E-T. Make sure not to put a space there.
Oh,
bring up a little
fuck. Bit. Yeah, it all makes a lot more sense now. Yes.
Does it? Because it shouldn't. Because it really doesn't make sense. But you just got to lean in.
Because I feel like a connoisseur.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like, for association.
That's good. Like Michelin star. Michelin stars are they French? I don't know. Italian, maybe? I don't know. Actually, fun fact.
Michelin berets.
We go into a Michelin... Oh, we should do that. We should go into a Michelin star restaurant. 3 Michelin stars, the highest star rating you can get. I don't know if that's true, but whatever. We'll say it is. We should go and go, excuse me, how many berets is this? We don't deal in stars, sir. We deal in berets.
Yeah, Michelin stars. Sorry, what is this, 2002?
Man, we could actually do that because the Michelin stars rating system has been about like since the 60s.
Yeah, people have had enough.
And do you know what?
They want something new.
The Michelin star, that was brought around by the tire company to get people to drive further to restaurants.
AKA scam artists. We have no agenda.
No, we're good, honest, online coaches.
That's a fact. I'm a coach of comedy. You are a coach of fitness and well-being.
Yeah, and reaching your true potential. Yes.
Correct.
But, so if we created a new system and we're like the beret, the mission star guide, the beret system. It probably needs work.
Why shoot for the stars when you can wear a beret?
Wow.
Well, one more tubal.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I'm fully on the hype now. I understand.
The slam man's got it.
Yeah.
And then whenever, like, we could have restaurants popping up and they come to us and they're like, "You did, man, we could rate the restaurants and we could be like,
I'm fired up about this.
This is better than a hygiene rating.
I'm so charged
like,
up.
No one's going to go to a 5-star hygiene rating unless they have a 10 beret.
That's correct.
Man, we could go to Randy's Wing where we'd be like, we're introducing this new system. It's berets.
I don't know why I forgot that.
I don't know why I did that. What did you do?
No, because you were like, we're introducing new, and then I was like getting excited, and then you paused, and I was like, system, I've got you.
Yes.
I know you were in control of it, but here, I still
man, I respect you. You're excited. I love that. And we could go to them and be like, look, new system. We could make a presentation deck.
Yes.
Like, we can make a presentation deck. You can do PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
And we could run through it. We could be like,
such good PowerPoint.
The beret system. And they're like, right, okay. And we will be able to give you, I feel like they should be our first. We could be like, we can give you 10 berets. Once we get this popping off, we could start it in London, Tokyo, Amsterdam.
Taking over.
Man, the world is our oyster.
And
beret.
Also, send me, if you ever have a 10 beret, any of the listeners right now, send pics. Mm-hmm. I want to hear about your 10
berets. For sure.
I want to hear that too. That's...
Anyone who's ever been in London and had a 10 beret mail, let me know.
Yeah.
I want to go to it. Right? Or fucking back home. I want to know. I want to have as many 10 berets
or
as I can.
Or Kiev. We'll go.
Kiev. Yes. Yeah.
We'll go.
Man, live podcast in Kiev, what do you think?
It would be amazing.
Man,
there'd be four people there. That'd be good.
Man, I'll be straight on it. And also, that, like, if you're ever out, if you're having something, you have this beret system in your head, and whenever you eat it, you'll know if it's 10 berets. You don't need to think about it.
Yeah.
You don't need to eat too much of it. You just need to take a bite and then just put it in your story and be like, 10 berets. And we'll go try it.
It's good shit.
If it's financially viable for us to get there.
It's World Plus, Mental Health.
Yeah, because I need to find my 10 berets, so I'm down.
Yes, and then Slanner, we can go get this 10 berets. And McCann actually just said it was World Mental Health Week there, just at a really weird time. But here,
it is though.
Berets, but what?
I hope everyone just has a 10 beret mental health.
Oh, man, yes. We haven't ventured into mental health yet, but we will.
Yeah.
I think we got to take food first. 10 berets mental health. Don't start rating your mental health on berets, maybe. Maybe don't.
Well, how many berets are you feeling today?
Well, what if someone puts up one beret?
Then we need to fucking, you know, talk to that person and be like, man, there's so many more berets to life.
I think we... I like that. I flippin' like that.
The berets you ain't seen yet.
Berets. Oh, that's really nice. We should be sponsored by a therapy company,
100%.
Because we both need it.
When was the last time you cried? There's a little question for you, Slanner.
When did I last cry? I don't cry a crazy amount, but I did cry at something recently.
Right? Okay.
What was it? I'm really bad. Like, I cry at like the Pride of Britain and stuff. Which is like really bad. Which is really bad.
I thought you were going to say RuPaul's Drag Race.
No. Me and Mark watched that last night. Crazy show. But
crack.
No, I didn't cry at it. But I can't remember the last time I genuinely cried. I don't know. The one thing that gets me, if my mom's upset, I'll cry.
Yeah.
That's like the one like given. Yeah. But other than that, I don't think there's anything that I'll really like cry at a lot.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any emotional stuff recently.
Yeah.
Maybe I should watch more. Haven't watched any. Man,
no,
sorry, I keep thinking of this berets, but we could be the new to Rotten Tomatoes. Also, who was Rotten Tomatoes? They obviously had. They were sitting in a room and they were like, tomatoes rotten. That doesn't even make sense.
People were like, oh, we're going to use tomatoes to review films. Like, what the fuck are you guys smoking?
And now we're going to come
same
in.
Same of us.
Now we're going to come in and be like, we're using berets to rate food. Man, every good idea starts with two psychopaths talking about it.
Yes, exactly.
It is. That's a fact. When did you last cry?
A lot at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I was back home
for
my dad's anniversary mass and tribute concert, which was, I gotta say, unbelievable. Being in the audience and seeing so many people sending video messages. Man, a real who's who, like.
I know, it was crazy. I seen Keith Urban. You put that in your story.
Man, Keith Urban, fucking Vince Gill, Reba McEntire, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton sent a wee video
for dad. Like,
man, that's crazy.
That's so it's cool. Insane.
That's crazy.
And the guy that was on them was like, yeah, this is a man from Oma, kind of Tyrone. Mm. And he had all these American artists like reaching out to him, like all these superstars. Keith Urban's banging Nicole Kidman. You know what I mean?
Is he?
It's mental. That,
did Nicole Kidman shoot a wee message?
No, she didn't. But like, it was just a really nice, like, don't get me wrong, very emotional.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Obviously, yes. Yes,
they had like an exhibition too where it was like just a bunch of photos. That was a tough lap. You know?
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
But it was a lovely fucking day. Everyone put so much effort into it. So much work was put into it. My sister worked their arse off for it as well. Just on like things on our end from the family. It was insane. It was so nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was probably the last time I cried. And the other day I watched Norm MacDonald's last Letterman set.
Did you cry at that?
Mate, it is because now it's even more emotional because of the backstory. Basically what he's doing is, we'll watch tonight, we'll have a good cry. He's doing Letterman, and at the very, it's Letterman's last show as a host.
Right.
And Norm MacDonald's doing his set, and he starts talking then at the very end about how Letterman's one of the greatest hosts to ever live, and how he was a big fan of his as a child, mm-hmm. and Letterman gave him a chance. And then he starts getting emotional. And like Norm MacDonald, you've watched his special, me. He's so like deadpan and like in the act the whole time. Totally breaks character, like begins like crying a little bit and then finishes the joke. And at the very end, like hugs Letterman. And then now that he's passed, turns out he was battling cancer for 8 years.
Oh, so he had cancer at that time.
Makes it just piercing.
I'll cry at that.
It is fucking piercing to watch. But just the Norm MacDonald, like one of the genuine greats, like should be in everyone's top five across the board.
Yeah.
You can go down a wormhole of Norm MacDonald, like compilation clips on YouTube. Just the, and he had such a fantastic fucking just zeist for life.
Mm.
Quote of his is he said, he's on a talk show and he goes, it's the greatest gig in the world being alive. You can do anything.
Yeah.
You can go to Denny's. You can wear a hat.
Or a beret.
Exactly.
If he said beret, there's the, that we would have had an origin story, but we don't.
High class is life though right now. If, like every day you can just do like whatever. Like today, we played golf today. Well, driving range.
Yeah.
We did a driving range today. We had Lebanese food.
We were in a hot air balloon.
We were in a fucking hot air balloon.
What?
No, that was a lie. You can lie. Too. That's a choice you
can lie, but I didn't lie. I'm going to tell you the truth now, which isn't a lie then. If you
you remend it.
Yeah, you remend.
It's not a word.
Remember, you rescind
repair.
It. Rescind it. Yeah. Take it back. We went
one time
to,
for the one time.
We went to the Greenwich Airline.
Oh right, yeah, this is sick.
The big thing that goes over the water.
Yeah,
crazy.
Which on a story might look like you are in a hot
air balloon.
Same like altitude.
True. Yeah. Is it the same altitude?
I don't have the number.
It was also, we were over water in the middle of central London. I don't know many hot air balloons take off from there. But but fair enough. We had a great day. We had breakfast.
Mm.
We had a...
Shout out to Main Harvey.
Shout out Main Harvey here. Close to 10 berets.
It was. I argument might say not even bias working there. It might be 10, but it's definitely 100% certain.
Man, I'm telling you now. This is going to be a lesson for you, and it's going to be a lesson for me. And Slander, it's going to be a lesson for you.
Okay.
If you think it's 10 berets, it's not 10 berets.
That's true.
It has to be.
You got to feel it.
You have to look at, if you're with someone, great. If you're on your own eating, I respect that as well.
Yeah.
Because I love eating on my own. Yeah. I actually love going to the cinema own as well, but that's a different story. Mm. You have to look at the person, or you have to think to yourself, and you're like, 10 berets.
I actually had one time, and you won't be expecting me to say this, but I had a 10 berets swim one time.
Whoa.
I was in the leisure centre and I just learned how to swim in the minnows.
Right.
And I finally felt comfortable enough to do it by myself. I did one length of the pool and I never felt more accomplished in my life.
Can that be berets?
Oh man, let me tell you something right now. I felt like 10 berets.
Did you?
Oh yeah, for a full calendar year.
Didn't you nearly drown in the lazy pool?
Yeah, but you know.
That was on a slide though.
Yeah, but life full of lamps and lazy pool.
Yeah, well wait, have I had any tambourine experiences? Oh well, I feel really unfulfilled now, but I definitely have.
Of course you have.
I would just need to think about them. That's pretty mad.
What time are we on, Slanner?
1 hour and 4.
Oh shit.
Wow.
Glided in this week, eh?
That was the back of my hand.
Damn, we weren't even trying.
No. I really, really enjoyed that.
What berets would you give this week's cast?
9.5.
I think it's an and a half breast.
Yeah.
Not quite a 10?
Yeah, yeah. I'll give it a 10 just because I missed this.
Nice.
So, nice. Yeah. Good man, Slammer.
Slammer, we've loved having you back, and you will be here for the foreseeable future.
It's good to have the Slam Man back in the booth.
Yes.
People have missed it.
Unless you're away kickflipping or something or doing your boat thing, like that, we respect that also.
No. The cast takes priority over the kickflips from here on out.
And the boat? It's his home.
The
podcast is your number one priority now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
That's fair. That's good.
This is all your time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
The contract's been signed.
Yes.
Slanner, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For your services. Tim, thank you very much for being an amazing coach.
McCann, thank you so much for being my friend.
I'm very grateful.
You're a Tambray friend, you know that?
Thanks, man. This is a Tambray friendship group right now.
Can you,
Slanner? You actually lose a few berets because I've just met you. I'm sorry, that's just
how
it is.
Right. Slanner knows he can't be Tambray.
That's how time works.
Slanner's not a good
You're a Tambray friend.
No, yes, thank you.
Thank you. But yeah. I feel like my tiredness has just kicked in now from
which is good at the end of the podcast.
It's good now. It's good to crash right now.
To be fair, this is a late one. We're at the end of the day. We've had an action packed filled day.
Late night third song. What?
Yes. This is what it is. This is a night third symbol.
Alright, well, guys, you know the drill. Keep sharing, keep reviewing, keep spreading, keep telling, keep well.
And we also remember the beret system. Yeah. I want to see some beret food ratings.
Yeah, absolutely. Or just anything. Review. Whatever you want to review, just use the beret.
If you're having a real nice experience, just let us know.
Star
and also spell beret right. Just get that right.
Yeah. Get it right.
If I get any berry ratings, I'm not.
Fucking hell.
It's really
confusing how you both never pronounce the T at the end. That's what got me.
Ah, yeah. You wanted us to say beret?
I don't know. It's just beret. But it's
weird.
Beret? B-E-R-E-T?
Yeah. Here. Life's full of mysteries, Slanner.
Folks, see you again.
Here. Yeah.
I've been Aaron McCann.
I've been Tim Gallagher, as always.
All the best.
God bless.